Okay, so we are on phases of Ches. We're on the Zion base. I think like the third to last word on the second to last line. I'm a Rabbi Bar Chama. Just to review a little bit yesterday for all our sakes. So yesterday we had a machlokas. First we had a machlokas in a Mishnah between the Tanakhama, who we said was Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, who said the case was, let's say you have Erisin, like a Kohen Gadol to an Almana, or a Kohen Hedjo to a Grusha. So you have Erisin with a person who you're Usher to. Okay? So Rabbi Meir said that since she is, quote, Mishtameres to a bad Bia, I'll call it. She's Mishtameres to a Bia that would be Asura, so she can no longer, she cannot eat Truma. Meaning, if she was, Rashi says the case is, if she's a Bas Kohen, she can't eat Truma. If she's a Bas Kohen, she can't eat Truma at all, and if she goes back, she can't eat truma. And if she's a Yisrael, she can't eat truma. Rabbi Elazar argued and said that just by the Erisin, it's not enough. It's not enough to asa her for the truma. We also then had a machlokes in Rav and Shmuel regarding what we call chupa blupsulos. I will go according to the sheet of Rashi because there's a major machlokes. We shouldn't have had to explain the case. According to the sheet of Rashi, there was no kiddush; there was just a chupa. So Rav said that if you have this chuppah for a psulas, which means you had a sort of a nisuin without the kiddushin, so Rav said that's enough, that's karav lubiyah, and you can't eat truma. And Shmuel argues and says it's not, and she may eat truma. So up to this point, it basically was is that Rav held that everybody held yesh chuppah lubsulos, and Shmuel said that everyone said ain't chuppah lubsulos. Now, we're going to take Rav and Shmuel and try to put it into our Mishnah. Try to find whether or not the machlokas Rav and Shmuel about yesh or ain't chuppah lubsulos is actually a machlokas tanaim. So Amar Rami Bar Chama, yesh chuppah lubsulos. The concept of yesh chuppah lubsulos banu lemachlokas Rabbi Meir Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. That is the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah. How's that work? Live Rabbi Meir the Amar Kointer Meir who said on Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis kiddushin pasle. That kiddushin alone is sufficient to pasul somebody from eating truma. Again, the Kohen Gadol who was Makadish and Almana, let's say Bekesef or Bishtar, that is kiddushin psulim. So that kiddushin will, in effect, pasul the woman from eating truma. Right? According to Rashi before, that's whether or not she was Makadish and Bas Kohen, that who she could eat from her father's house. And also if he was Makadish and Bas Yisrael, who could theoretically eat from him? I mean, that's called the Mishnah Rishona. And the Mishnah Rishona said that Erisin is sufficient to allow a Bas Yisrael to eat truma. Mishnah Achrona says it cannot because of two separate reasons. That's a Ksuvah issue. But so let's just go to a simpler case. If you have the Bas Yisrael who has kiddushin with the Bas Kohen has kiddushin with the who's a Grusha has kiddushin with the Kohen, she cannot eat kiddushin. So he's going to say chuppah nami pasul. He'll say also chuppah also by itself would be pasul. Even if he just does he's machnas her lechuppah without kiddushin, the chuppah is going to pasul her from eating truma. And Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, the army kiddushin lo pasli, they hold in our mission that kiddushin is not going to pasul her from eating truma because what's kiddushin? Kiddushin, she's simply waiting for. She hasn't entered the illicit relationship yet. So he'll say also chuppah nami lo pasla. The case of chuppah also is we machzal chuppah. There's no bia yet. So he's going to say the same thing. Line them up. So Mar says umimai. No, make a distinction. Dilma, maybe ad kan loka am Rabbi Meir hasam ela bikidushin the kanile. Avo chuppah the lo kanile lo. Make a distinction between kiddushin and chuppah. When he does kiddushin, so he's koneher. So it's an act of acquisition, an act of kinyan, and therefore that's why it's stronger, and that's why she's possible from eating the truma. But if she does chuppah without kiddushin beforehand, so what did he do? So we put it. It's not. There's no kinyan involved here. He's not kohen her. Therefore, she's not nifselas from eating the truma. Who says that it's not same machlokas? And the Gemara says furthermore, the other way. Inami ad kan lo kami Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon hasam. There, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon say that she's not nifselas from eating the truma. Ela b'kiddushin to lo krive the bia because it's just kiddushin. It's not like the first step for bia. There's a whole year now. Those times. There's a whole year now before they would have these two and potentially have bia. Aval chuppah. The kriva lebiya chuppah is the first step for bia. Chuppah is part of chuppah is essentially part of the bia. So it's the first step. Therefore, hachin nami lepaskal. So therefore, it's closer to the bia. It's closer to the act that would make her usher her eating the truma. Maybe there he would say that would be the case. That would pasul her. So don't line up those two shitas. It doesn't necessarily work. Sorry. Ella, so the Gemara says, E ikul meimar b'plukta dahani tanoi. You want to set up the machlokas of whether yesh or ain chuppah lipsulos, set it up according to the, it can follow the following machlokas tanoim. Not our Mishnah, but this brisa. Ella, E ikul meimar b'plukta dahani tanoi. Desanya, the following brisa. Right? Desanya. Nisu zu vazu sheros upsulos. Interesting case, a little cryptic as to what the brisa means, but just translate it literally. So it's nisu to a kohen. They marry a kohen, zovizo, this one and that one, meaning nashim who are either ksheros or psulos to this kohen, right? So they're nisu, this nisuin. Oshenichlasu lechupa velo nivalu. Or they had chuppah and they weren't nival. So if this is our case, it's chuppah without bia. Ochlos mishalo, they can eat his. And also it says the ochlos mitruma. It's mashma the ochlos mitruma. So the Gemara says ochlos mitruma. So what's the case? The Gemara says what's the case? Because we'll look at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says nisu, they got married, and then also says nichlasu lechuppah. So what's the difference between nisu and nichlasu lechuppah? Nichlasu lechuppah is nisuin. Right, so Gemara says, Nichnasu, right, Nichnasu, right, is Lechuppah v'lo Nivalu, right, Michlal, the Nisu, that means that Nisu is Nisu Mamish. That Nisu means Mamish, getting married, which means with Bia. And there they said, Oklos Petruma. But how can that possibly be? It can't be that they had, no one holds, the only Machlokas they had was with Lechuppah Lipsolos. Whether chuppah without bia, no one holds that if the kohen has bia with this usher woman, that she can continue eating truma. That's impossible. So it can't be the explanation of the case. So what's the case? What's the explanation of the case in the brisa? Elalav kigon shin. It's kigon. When it says nisu, it means, and then it says nichlas lechuppah vol nivalu. It's explaining what nisu means in this brisa. It's an explanation. It's a hechidami in the brisa. So elalav. The case is it's nisu, which means in this case that she had chuppah without bia. Question is whether she had erusin or not. But here she had chuppah without bia. The katani and the brisa says oklos mishalo, but oklos petruma. This Tanakhama says she can eat truma, meaning that there is like Shmuel ein chuppah lipsolos. There's no chuppah, meaning the chuppah doesn't have a legal impact on her eating truma. But the brisa continues, right? That was an interjection to explain the Tanakhama. Now it's the continuation of the brisa. It took me about 40 minutes to figure that one out. But so now the brisa continues. Rabbi Shmuel benos Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka Omer. But Rabbi Shmuel says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, the son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka says, Kol she bi asa ma'achil asa chupa ma'achal isa. Kol she ain bi asa ma'achil asa ain chupa ma'achal isa. There's a corollary. If when she would have bia, she would be able to eat the truma. Then even before bia, when she just has the chuppah, she can eat the truma. But if when she would have bia, she could not eat truma, then the chuppah for that relationship also is not allowed to eat the truma. Holding like Rav ain chuppah lipsolos. So you see here an apparent machlokas tanaim lining up the machlokas of Rav Shmuel about whether yesh or ain chuppah lipsolos. So the Gemara says mimai. No, I can't. How do you say? Don't necessarily line the sheetahs up like that. Because Dilma, maybe Rabbi Shmuel benosh Rabbi Yochanan bebroka ki Rabbi Meir svirulei. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan is not holding yesh chuppah lipsolos, ein chuppah lipsolos. He's holding like Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah. He's ki Rabbi Meir svirulei de amar kiddushin lo achla. The reason why he says this woman chuppah ein chuppah, not because of chuppah lipsolos. Go back me further. He says once you have kiddushin beforehand, you have kiddushin before, and that passes her from eating the truma. So there's nothing to do. Forget, you don't even have to get the chuppah because he already has the issue by kiddushin. Right, Rashi, is there Rashi says in this? No, okay. So again, so we thought that we'll wind up and say Rabbi Shmuel, the reason why Rabbi Shmuel says that she does not eat, but he makes the corollary between chuppah and bia, is because ain't chuppah lipsolus. If he can't eat, have bia, if after bia she can't eat the truma, then if she has chuppah she can't eat the truma. So they say no, Rabbi Shmuel's not talking about chuppah, which is right away is the question, then why is he mentioning chuppah? But if Rabbi Shmuel b'noshe Rabbi Yochanan b'roka is not dealing with the machlokas Rabbi Shmuel, he's going back to the machlokas Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Meir, which are, we tried to say that was machlokas Rabbi Shmuel, but we knocked that out, and therefore he's holding like Rabbi Meir, who says that she, if you have kiddushin, that's when you don't eat truma. So maybe Rabbi Shmuel says that the reason here Rabbi Shmuel says that when she nichsel the chuppah she cannot eat truma is because there was kiddushin. But maybe he would hold ein chuppah l'psulos. Maybe if the case would be that there was no kiddushin and then has chuppah with this woman who's possible to him, she would be able to eat truma. Don't line it up. So Gemara says, asking the question that we just asked, wait a second. Look at the lashon of Rabbi Shmuel. Hi, if the whole problem that Rabbi Shmuel has is the kiddushin, and he's not talking about chuppah, why is he mentioning chuppah in the language? He says, hi, kol she'ein bi'asa ma'achilasa, ein chupsa ma'achilasa. It should have said kol she'ein bi'asa ma'achilasa, ein kaspa ma'achilasa mi'boile. Talking about the kesef or the shtar. The lashon of the brisa shows that Rabbi Shmuel is talking about chuppah. So why are you telling me, Rabbi Shmuel is talking about kiddushin? He's not talking about kiddushin. He's talking about chuppah. He says chuppah. So Gemara says, no, maybe Dilma Aidi the Amr Tadakama chuppah, Amr Iyu Nami chuppah. He really holds like it's talking. He really holds by kiddushin. The problem was is if you look at the case, the brisa was shenichnas the chuppah lo nivelu. So the Tadakama mentioned chuppah. So he's an argument. He's like, no, chuppah's no good. The chuppah here is no good. Why? Because there was kiddushin beforehand. But who's to say if there was chuppah without kiddushin? I still have to figure out what does that mean. Chuppah without kiddushin. You just skip a step and that works. Isn't there a two-step process in every marriage? I don't understand the mitzvahs of that.
Didn't we see yesterday that chuppah assumes kiddushin?
But then why is it considered chuppah without kiddushin? Then it is chuppah with kiddushin.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, the words aren't hard. Just you step back and you think about it. At least for me, I'm like I'm missing something on that stage. So again, so the machlokas here, it could very well be not about chuppah l'psolos or not. The machlokas is talking about Rishmol b'nosh Rabbi Yochanan b'roka saying, like Rav Meir, if you have kiddushin, or she's pasul, and therefore she can't eat truma. Why is he saying the word chuppah? Oh, because the Tanakhama mentioned the word chuppah, so he's saying the word chuppah. Okay, so we still haven't found a machlokas tanoim to line up the machlokas Rav Shmuel whether Yeshu ain't chuppah l'psolos. Why we have to do that, I'm not sure. But that's what the Gemara is trying to do today. So now, Amar of Amram. Rav Amram is now going to say, I have a case where I can prove to you that the halacha is, whether or not the halacha is yesh or ein chuppah l'psolos. So Amar of Amram, hi milsa amal Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said the following words to us, the an harinhu la'ayinin mimas nisim. And he gave us the word as to whether or not yesh or ein chuppah l'psolos. And he opened our eyes from the following Mishnah, the Mishnah in Sota. Right, and he says yesh chuppah l'psolos. They're going to say that there is chuppah to like a rav. Now, right, the chuppah, but the al-kiddushin would have a halachic impact to pasul her from eating truma. So, what's the case? The tana suna. We have the following mishnah in sota. Right, remember halacha by sota is that he gives her kinoy. Right, he warns her, and then she's nistera. And then the Torah tells that the husband brings her to the Kohen, gives her to drink the Mayim Amarim, and he makes her swear that she didn't be Mizana under her husband, and she says Amen Amen. She says Amen twice. So the Braisa on the Mishnah in Sota Daf Yuches says Amen, right? Amen Amen two times to teach us that she swears Shalosh Satisi. I was not a Sota, whether I was a Rusa. When I was a Rusa, Vilo Nesua, or when I was a Nesua, or when I was a Shemeres Yambam, or Kenusa, or after I was taken in Yibam. So the Havamina is that in each of these cases she could theoretically become a Sota. Mara's now going to go through and try to figure out how could she even become a Sota when drink to Mayim Arim, and all these things happen in each of these cases, because we're going to have some technical difficulties in some of these cases based on the rules of Sota. So the first case is Arusa. She swears that she did not become, there was no issue of her being a Sota when she became an Arusa. What's that case? Hei Chidami. So just keep this whole, we're going to go through this whole thing in Sota, and we're going to try to pull out from here, to extract from there, how it applies to whether Yesh or Ein Chuppah L'Psulos. So, Hai Arusa, Hei Chidami. What's the case? Ilema de Kani Lekeshi Arusa, that he warned her when they were just in the Erison status. The Kamashkala Keshi Arusa, and then he gave her a drink when they were still in the Erison status. Arusa Bas Mishtoihi? Does the Arusa drink the Mayim Morim? No. The Hatznan, the Mishnah says, Arusa, someone who's an Arusa, or Shomeris Yavam, Lo Shotos. They don't drink the Mayim Morim because it says, Tachas Isheikh. That's the limud in Sota. And an Arusa and a Shomeris Yavam are not Tachas Isheikh because they're not living with the husband. Right? They're not Tachas Isheikh. But, Lo Notos Ksuba. Since they have this, you know, they put themselves in this situation where, you know, there's concern about about their behavior. He can divorce her, and she doesn't get a ksuba, but she doesn't drink the mayim marim. So what is this Mishnah saying? What is this Mishnah saying that she says amen to the fact that she was not a sota when she was an arusa? So Ella, what's the case? The case must be the kanalekishi arusa. He gives kinoi. He warns her when they're engaged. I'll use engaged like we say engaged, but it's engaged with a capital E. The kanalekishi arusa. Right, she warns her when they're engaged, the istatra, and then she does stira, so she secludes herself. The kamashkala kashi nesua, but only after the nesua he completes the marriage, and then he gives her a drink, meaning she's tachas yisheich. So the Gemara says, wait, in that situation, the mayim won't work. Because again, the mayim works only if he's nakimi avon. He has to be clean, and she can't. She would not be clean. But if he's also is tainted by some sort of avera, it won't work. Why is he tainted with an avera here? Because me bakula maya. Right, the pasuk says, "Batanya v'nika ish me avon, misman she ish menuke." When he's clean, me avon from sin, then mayim boken as ishto. But ena ish menuke me avon ena mayim boken as ishto. And over here, how can it be, right? Because if he's talking about that he married her after that she was Nistera, so she was usher to him. She became usher to him. So what's he doing sleeping with him, with her? He violated something, right? If we're talking about a case where he married her after she secluded herself when she was an Arusa, so when he has relations with her, he's violating. It's usher, right? She's usher. Therefore, he's not menuka me avon, and how can he give her a drink? Because the mayim won't check her. You can't give her a drink if you know for sure the mayim won't check her. How can he give her to drink?
Once a husband warns you not to be with her, and she violates the warning.
Yeah.
Now, even if you don't know what went on in there.
Right. The two edim. It's keen receiver. They're two edim. So she becomes usher to him.
Why so many? How about just chuppah without consummating? That's a very simple.
We'll figure it out. But Tosas asked, wait a second, he didn't know about it.
Maybe what?
He didn't know about it. It was Meshogeg. Maybe it's Menuka Miyavon because he's Shogeg. Tosas be Naka Ha'ish Miyavon. He says, Im Tomar, right, the last short Tosas. The Im Tomar, Vin Nokmo. Sorry?
Aren't you supposed to give the punishment immediately?
Not to eat.
How can you?
So he didn't. I mean, you're asking Hechitimsa. So he didn't.
Hechitimsa.
How's
the case?
What's the case?
You're saying that she was hidden with somebody, she locked somewhere with somebody.
What's immediate? How are you defining immediately? What about for the next day? What was the next day? The Im Tomar. The Nokma Kigon Shabbat Le Bishogig. He has beer with her. He didn't. The Edom didn't come. He doesn't know. He warned her. She did. She secluded herself, but he didn't know. No one came and set up yet. Right? The Chiyagam, the Chashim Menukami Oven. Your Menukami Oven over there. So he says, "V'yesh Lomar." Interesting. Tosus. He says, "Yeah, but the Hacha Kevin the Bishas Hashka Yodeya Shabala Beisr." Now he knows when he comes time to. He finds out eventually, and now he comes to give it a drink. So he knows that when he did have beer with her, it was after she was Nistar with somebody else. That's still not considered menuka mi'avon, because he was, even though it was mishogeg,
he was ignorant
of the facts, but it wasn't his fault. But nevertheless, it's not considered menuka mi'avon, because bottom line is he had relationships. He has the relationship with he had relations with a woman who was also to him. So the Gemara says, Ella. So what's the case? Again, we're still trying to figure out what the case of Arusa is in this Mishnah. It's the Kanilakashi Arusa. He does kinoi with her when she's in Arusa. The Istatra. And she secludes herself. v'nichnas l'chupa v'lo nevala, like you said. He does chupa, and he doesn't do, because then there's no bia. So it's chupa without bia. What's that case? That's sort of our case, where the chuppah has, you know, chuppah alone has a halachic impact. So this chuppah has halachic impact, and we, it has halachic impact because we say now she has to say amen that she didn't have, she wasn't nitmeis, right? She wasn't nitmeis, right? So therefore, shma mina yesh chuppah l'psulos. You see here that there is chuppah l'psulos. She's a pasul woman because she had kina v'stira when she was in Arusa. So she's usher to him. Therefore, she's pasul to him. And then, unless they have chuppah, and that chuppah still has legal impact regarding the halachas of sota. So chuppah l'psulos. I don't know why you're saying it's the same idea, truma and sota, but the Gemara makes that assumption.
Who says it works though? Why would it work in that case?
Because the Mishnah says, the Mishnah says, because you had chuppah, so it's tachas ishe.
Yes,
tachas ishe, chuppah. It was nichlas into his rishus. That's the whole idea of chuppah. Right, so in this case she's Nesua, so it's Tachas Sheikh. He's Menuka Me'avon, because he didn't have relationship, he didn't have beer with her, right? And the Mishnah still says that the water checks her. So must mean that the Chuppah has halachic impact. Yesh Chuppah L'Psolos. That's a Raya for Rav.
You had Erison also.
What? Yeah, it's interesting. I know, so that's what he's saying also, maybe.
It's even stronger.
Right, so maybe, who says it's a Raya to our case, because we were learning our case. Right, so I think that's why some of the Rishonim have a difficulty with Rashi Shita about what the case of, but yeah, right. I mean, the note here actually says v'afshem ikame duber v'chupa shachak kedushin. Even though here we're talking about chupa after kedushin, you still see that the chupa itself, the chupa has some halachic impact. So we'll pull it across to our case. The Gemara says,
so guys, why do you go ahead with the chupa if she has?
Because he's a mean guy, and he wants her belly to blow up. He's a mean guy and he wants her belly to blow up.
Why would you go ahead with
a... Because he's a mean guy. Because she cheated on him, so he's going to get her back. Alright? Amar Rava. Right?
It's not so simple.
Right? Or the case would be he didn't know about it beforehand. And he finds out afterwards. And now he goes through with it. Why would anyone go through with the thing? Just don't do it to her.
What?
Don't do.
Because you're also done. You're already married.
You're also, thought, right?
You're already married. Okay, here.
All right, whatever the case is. It's a Hegel Timsa. Again, that's not the case. Whatever. He does it. He does it. Right. He does it. I'm wrong. He's so vindictive. In all the cases of assault, he's a vindictive guy. Just give it again and be done with it. We'll take her to kill her. Right. Amar Rava. Betizvra is right. Is really. How can you do this? The Hamad Hartzahi. Alright, Vaha, how can it be that this is what you're saying the case is? Vaha, and by saying this, we're going to knock it off, and then it's not going to be a raya of Chuppah L'Psolos or not. He says, Vaha, ki asa Rabbi Acha Bar Chanina Midroma, when he came from the south, asa v'aisi maisnisa biyodo. He came with his Talmudo biyodo, right? And the Pasuk says, in the Torah, it says, Aki satis tachas yisheich, dichi nitmeis v'tin ish bacha shichaso, mi baldei yisheich. It has to be mi baldei yisheich, which we learn out, there's another rule you forgot about. The only time sota works is if the husband had bia with the wife before the adulterer had bia with the wife. What's our case that we put it up?
Yeah.
There was no bia between the husband and the wife. How does it work? Can't be the case. Right? It has to be me. Dafka works if kadma shchivas ba'al leboel, the lo shekadma shchivas boel lebal. And that won't be the case over here, because according to you, the case is where she had chuppah without bia. So therefore, you have the shchiva of the boel before the shchiva of the baal, and the mayim can work. So again, can't be the case. So we don't have the raya for chuppah l'psolos or not, but we also don't know what the case of arusa is in this Mishnah yet.
Right. This answer is good for every single case that we have so far.
For
Arusa alone, and for Arusa and Chuppah with no B.
Right, it doesn't work. But bottom line is, we tried to find a case to prove Chuppah L'Psulos. So we thought we did, but then we forgot one rule in Sota, knocked out. But now that we knocked it out, we don't know the case of Arusa in the Mishnah. So Amar Rami Bar Chama, Mishkachas La, the case is as follows. Kegon sheba aleha arusa bebeis avia. So what he does is there arusa. He has bia with her illicitly. He has bia with her when she's an arusa. There's nothing. Doesn't make her asa to him. He just did it wrong. He had bia before kiddushin. Right. We've already talked about in Yehuda. They wouldn't have. They wouldn't.
Why he was mekadosh her with bia. Finished.
What? But he was. No, that's not the case. That's not the case they're talking about. They're talking about the case where she was arusa, has bia with her. And then has...
And then he's
Mekadosh. Okay, but that was so that wasn't legitimate bia,
right.
But nevertheless, it satisfies all our issues that we had with sota.
And a problem with not being yavam.
What did he? What did he violate?
You don't have
religion. It's a lav. No, is it a lav?
What is that?
What is it?
No,
what's the issue? What's the problem there? What? There's no kares for sure.
Right.
Not an erva. Right, and he's not going to be avon after the marriage.
She went to the mikvah.
And after the marriage, there's not going to be avon. So, well, I mean, someone's going to answer that question.
It's got to be either or. It's got to be either.
So the case is.
He was Makadisha with Bia.
No. He was Makadisha with Kesef. And then his.
Makadisha with Kesef, it's done. So
he was Makadisha with Kesef. And then, and he doesn't have any. Fine, he's Makadisha with Kesef. And then his hormones got the best of him, and they had Bia.
It's always wrong.
They had Bia.
He was only Makadisha.
Okay, but it's not Arison yet. It's only Arison. It's not Kiddushin yet. He's a Makadisha.
He's not Nisuin yet.
Kesef's right, not Nisuin.
What's he?
But he was Makadisha before him with Star. So she's Kaddish already.
So finished.
So what's finished? So what's the problem? So then he has Bia with her. Not Alps Kiddushin Bia. That's the point. So he's not doing such a big avera. The problem, the only thing is we're satisfying here now. The problem we had before was that the bia of the boel was before the bia of the baal. Well, right. Now the bia of the baal is before the bia of the boel. That's all we did. Say that fast.
Well,
three times.
Right.
So I'm a rabbi racham mishkachas lakagoncha baal arusim beisavia, and then he does kinoi, and then he does stira, and then he does chuppah without bia, and then when he comes to have a drink, she's nesua to him with the chuppah, and you have tachas yisheich because she's the chuppah, and you have. He's menuka me'avon because he has no bia with her after the wedding, and it's shchiva sambal before shchiva sambal. That would be the case, but it doesn't prove anything about chuppah l'psulos or not. That just proves what just gives us our case of an arusa in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, okay, wait a second. So tekivasei, if that's the case, then that's got to be the case of shomeres yavam. That would be the case of shomeres yavam. He's going to say that you have to have the case of arusa and the case of shomeres yavam will be the same, right? So interesting tidbit. The case was Shomeres Yavam Ukenusa in that Mishnah, right? It says Shomeres Yavam Ukenusa. So the Rashi points out is we must be going according to Shita Rabbi Kiva, right? Uki Rabbi Kiva Mokumin Lam Sechasoka the Amr Ein Kedushin Tosim Chayav Elavim the Mishavli Yavam L'Shuk Eishes Ish, because what he's saying that what that when she's a Shomeres Yavam, when she's a Shomeres Yavam, he does Kinoy Stira to her, right? So what happened? How can that be? What lav does she? What issa does she violate as when she's a shomeres yavam? She has to be with somebody else. There's no issues here. Only according to Rabbi Kiva, there's a violation of there's a lav. There's a lav not to be to somebody else until you leave with chalitza. So that would be so a lav is a problem according to Rabbi Kiva. According to everybody else, it's stam a lav. You wouldn't have a kino yistira issue because there's no arayas going on here. Okay, this is an interesting point to point out. The case is now, though, we say again that he had bia first. He had a bia first. So by the Shemaris Yavam must be a case where he also had bia first. Wait a second. Say that's all. If he had bia first by Shemaris Yavam, then that's it. That's the end of the game. That's what you were trying to say by the woman. But by Shemaris Yavam, that is true. If you have bia with the Shemaris Yavam, mezid, shogeg, this, that, kone, done. Done deal, right? Gemara says, "The kavasei gabi shomeres yavam sheba alea yavam beis chamia." Must be where the yavam had be with her before something, right beforehand. But shomeres yavam karaslei ishto me'aliyhi the hamarav kanal kol. You have key. So what's the case then? So what would be the case? So what would be the case of shomeres yavam? It's his wife.
Right.
What's the case of Shemaris Yavam? So one says, oh no, it's going according to Shmuel. It's going according to, right? It's going according to Shita of Shmuel, the Amar, Lo Kana, Elo Ledvarim Ha'amurim Beparsha. There was a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel as when Yavam, who's Ba Al Yavimto, L'Shem Znus, whether you kone or not. Rav says you kone. Shmuel said that you only kone Ledvarim Ha'amurim Beparsha. But it's not kone for Yerusha, it's not kone to be metamic with her, so therefore, it's fine, that's the case. Shemaris Yavam kone Shmuel. Of course, wait a second, what are you talking about? You brought this Mishnah down to try to prove Yeshu Aim Psulos, Yeshu Psulos Lechupa, which is the Shita of Rav. So bring me a Shmuel Shita in this Mishnah. You were trying to prove Rav Shita. So according to Rav, it's kone Lechol, right? Midi, who taima el Rav? Hamarav, Kana L'Kol. The whole right you wanted to bring with this Mishnah was to prove like Rav, that Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos or not. Now you bring me the Mishnah's going according to the Shita of Shmuel. If this Mishnah's going according to the Shita of Shmuel, then you can't get off the ground to try to prove that the Mishnah's in accordance with the Shita of Rav. Okay. So that was fine. So now, knocked out, ain't chuppah, we don't have a raya here for chuppah psulos or not. But now we're trying to figure out what the case is for the aruso, what the case is for the yavama. So the Gemara says, hacha b'maya skinan. We can find a case about the shomeris yavam, and he didn't have beer with her first. So what's the case? V'hacha b'maya skinan, kigon de avad ba maimar. Ubeshamahi the army Maimar Kona Kinyan Gomor. The case is, Yosef is about to blow his head. The case is where she secluded herself, and then right to Kinoi and Stiro, Shomeres Yavam, Kinoi Stiroi, Stira, and then he does Maimar to her. He gives her Maimar, right? He gives her Maimar, but doesn't do Chuppah. And our Mishnah is going according to the Sheet of Beishamai.
What difference is this then, or Everson?
Because Maimar is only the Rabbanon.
He's engaged, that's it.
But how's he engaged with Maimar? It's only Maimar only works on the Rabbanon level.
Yeah.
But according to Beis Shammai, it works on the Oraisa level. So the Gemara is going to say that. The Gemara is going to say, Iha Chai Yerusa. That's going to be your question. The Gemara is going to say, wait a second. If you go according to the Sheet of Beis Shammai, when you do Maimar, you're an Arusa. That's our case in our mission. We already had Arusa.
He says it's an Arusa? He says this is the.
No, of course, he says it's Arusa. According to Beis Shammai, it becomes Arusa. We'll see in a second.
No, the Suman, it was Arusa.
He says, "Hacha b'mayiskin, on can go the avu b'maymer. He is mekashu with kesef u'shtar, but didn't do chuppah. And our mishnah is going according to shita b'shamai. The amr maymer kone kinyan gomer. The maymer is kone in a kinyan gomer, and therefore, if we're on a d'oraisa level, they're in arusa, right? Rashi says, u'b'shamai the amr perik dalat achim, right? The second short line, right? Maymer kone kinyan gomer lasos arusa gemura." V'efriach hazikas zibum, and the zik of yibum flies away. You no longer have yibum anymore. You don't have a zik anymore. You have real full fledged Averson according to Beis Shammai. The sulo makne le bibias mezid. Now, if he does bia b'mezid, that won't be mezid. We see the same as nus. That will not be makne her. Ela b'mesiris chuppah ki isha ba'alma. She becomes a regular rusa. You can't forcefully have bia with her to kone her. You have to have chuppah. You have to have nisuin now, right? The kedamin v'dal achim. After Maimar, according to Beis Shammai. So the Gemara then says, Ihachi ani Arusa. Okay, then that's Arusa. If he's lining up that the Shomeris Yavam case is a Maimar case, according to Beis Shammai, that is an Arusa. So what's the difference between a Arusa case and Maimar case in the Mishnah? The Mishnah listens to them as two separate cases.
Never came up till now, that Beis Shammai Shita. Have you heard of that? Maimar is considered like
a... More than once. Rashi quotes him. That was Daf Chavtes.
I don't recall you highlighting Beis Shammai Shita.
You were sick that day.
Maybe you were vacationing in Israel that day. You know, when you're in Israel. Maybe in Israel you don't learn. When you go to Israel, you don't learn. So that, you're too busy.
Isn't that sad?
That's the David Gershman line. Come make a trip to Israel. You won't go to Minyan. You won't learn because by 7:30 in the morning you're in the car doing some tour of touring.
That's how we do it. It's 30
days. He wants to figure it out. Okay.
I go to Minyan though.
No, I'm just kidding. Most people go, but it's very hard to find time. Okay, so the Gemara case, Ihachi, if that's the case, I digress. Hainu Arusa, that's the case of Arusa. So Gemara says, Ultameich, according to you that we're saying that our Mishnah is going according to Shita Beis Shammai, so then what's the difference between Nesua and Kenusa? It says Nesua, Kenusa, Arusa, Shomer's Yavam, they're all the same case. Nesua v'Kenusa, Lavcha de Mosri, it's also the same thing. Why is it the same thing? Ihachi, Hainu Arusa, Gemur, Rusa Haitanale, it's this, right? Kenusa and Nesua are going to be the same thing. You Koni, sir, you Nesua, and it's the same case. Right? Ella, so what's, how does it work? Ella, we have to say that the Mishnah is Nesua didei, Kenusa de Chavre, Hachanami Arusa didei, Shomeres Yavam de Chavre. When you say, it's the same halachic impact, the question is where she's coming from. When we say Nesua, that means his wife, and Kenusa is talking about his wife that fell in from somewhere else. And the same thing by Arusa means the person who did a Arusin by himself, as opposed to Shomeres Yavam, where she fell to him originally because from somebody else. It's the same halachic case, which is from two different scenarios. One where he does Arusin directly, one does Arusin with the Shomeres Yavam, someone who fell to him from somebody else. Okay. Again, we still don't have a raya anywhere about we knock off Rav Amram, we try to say that Chuppah L'Psulos or not. Okay. Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa says, now what? Papa Amar, I can't figure this out. Rav Papa Amar, Rashi says, Rav Papa Amar, le'olam lo tidok minei di'yish chuppah. Don't say that there's chuppah l'psolos or not. But what's our case here? V'hacha, kigon dikinala kashi arusa. He does kinoy when she's when they're erisin. V'nasa ba, and then has nisuin with her.
Nasa uba
ala. Correct, and then has nisuin with her and has be with her. Aye, but we said that he's not menuka mi avon. So this sheet is going to hold. You don't have to be nukamay avon, right? Vahadar is startera, and then he does. She does. And then she does stira. Umashkila they also kinoi. So what's the case? Vatanihu, right? Back in the Gemara, Vatanihu the Tanya ein batanahu the Sanya ein mekan la arusa lashkosa kishi arusa ava mekan osa lashkosa kinosua. You can take an arusa and you can give her. You can give her the drink after she becomes the nesua. That would be the case, right?
Will the kinoy occur during the?
You recana her when she's in the when they're erus, and that she shouldn't seclude with so and so and so. She does stira when she's still in arusa. He cannot give her kinoy now because she's still in arusa. But once he marries her, then he can give her the kinoy for the erus for the, what happened when they were erus beforehand.
No, the kinoy he gave her already when she was in erus.
You give it a drink. You can be masculine for the kinoy that you had prior to Erisin.
No, prior to Nisuin.
Correct. While she was in Erisin, prior to Nisuin, right. Rav Papam says we're dealing with the case where she was makner when she was in Arusa and doesn't have bia. Then she has stira, and then he marries her. Now don't say that you can't don't have the problem of kadma shchivas bo'al. You have the two problems here. You shchivas bo'al abal. So this guy doesn't hold of that issue because this time holds that you can even do hashka if shchivas bo'al is before shchivas baal. And also, how is he menuka mi'avon? How can he had relations with her after she already had stira? So this title also holds that even if the baal is not menuka mi'avon, it would still check. Basically, this title would take two of our assumptions and toss them out the window. So that's the case. That would be the case of Arusa, according to Rav Papa. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak says no. This whole thing is no problem. Talk about a regular Arusin case. Talk about Ali de Gilgal. Well, Gilgal means rolling. Remember, you have the case of Gilgul Shua. Once you got somebody swearing, you can start throwing on other things. You know, the whole idea of what Gilgul Shua is. But here we're talking about Gilgul also. Our Masnit, right, look at Rashi, the last Rashi in the short lines. So, Nachman Amar, Masnisen bidlo kina bidlo istara kishi arusa. Regular case, he didn't do kinu stira when she was arusa. Ela kinu mishinasa vi istartara umashkla elde kinu ishal akshav. Regular case, married. Kinoi stira brings her. So how is he making all these shuas? Gilgul shua. Gilgul shua means we roll other shuas into this one. We'll see it above Messiah.
She has to swear once you
have her swearing, you open up the door and she has to swear to everything else. We have that concept also by Shomrim and by other cases. We'll see that in above Messiah. So that's what the whole case is Gilgul. Our Havamina in the Mishnah, in that Mishnah is that each of these cases was there was somehow to find out that she could theoretically have been a Sota in each of these cases. We're just not even talking about that. Can't work. You can't have a case individually where she's in a rusa and you do that and you do the shvua. But once she's doing the shvua for the regular case, then I can roll in all the other shvuas.
Why do you have to do that?
What? Because he wants to.
He wants to know.
He wants to know.
Yeah, but it was prior to him warning her.
He wants to know whether she was faithful throughout. But it works. You can make the shvua. Once you have the shvua open, you can start making the shvua. I don't know. Does it work now? Does it work now? Say if she says, "Well, I didn't do it now, but I did when I was in Arusa."
Yeah,
does it work? Maybe it does. Maybe it does. I don't know. Or maybe she just wants to know. Right. Your question is: so what? So let's say she makes that Gilgul Shvua and she swears. Is the warden going to check her or not? Probably not. But she's open. He's open to find out.
So why is that relevant?
Because he'll divorce her now. But I don't want to be with her now. I want to find evidence.
The word doesn't work.
I don't think so.
The water may not work.
I don't think the water would work. He didn't do kinoy stira for that. It definitely wouldn't work. It definitely wouldn't work because there was no kinoy stira for that.
You're not allowed to scrape the letters off the secretary if you know it might not work.
But he's doing legitimate one. Now you'd be magoggle the other ones in. He's doing a regular kinoy stira. Okay. What? What do you mean what difference to make? I want to know for my relationship. I want to know. Okay. The Mishnah on the Vav Avdei said that you have an Almana who is a Bas Kohen who does has erusin with a kohen gadol, or you had a grusha or a chalutza who's a bas kohen who has erusin with a kohen gadol, she can no longer go back to the truma of her bas aviyah because she was mechalela, right? Because she is waiting for a bia psula, right? That was if there was erusin, and Rav Elazar and Rav Shimon said they were machshir because there was no bia yet. It was just erusin. So shalach Rav Chanina mishmeid Rav Yochanan. By the way, before that was the easy part. Now we get to the hard part. Now shalach Rav Chanina mishmeid Rav Yochanan. Ha'osim maimer b'vimto v'yesh lo ach afilu hu koim yikolenes psalim in a truma. Look at the following case. Okay, you have three brothers, right? You have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. They're all kohanim, right? You're all kohanim.
Brothers by definition are all kohanim.
No, they can be brothers and a mother. Okay, you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Your brothers, they're all kohanim. Or one could be a chalal. There are other cases. They're all full-fledged kohanim. Reuven marries Sarah, who's a bas kohen. Reuven marries Sarah. Okay, Reuven dies. Okay, Reuven now dies. Okay, and now Shimon does maimer to Sarah. He does maimer. He's allowed to be miyamer. He does maimer to her. So according to now, we're going to say that Sarah cannot eat truma. Sarah cannot eat truma until she does the yibum for Shimon. Between the time of Maimer till the yibum, Sarah cannot eat truma. Why? Because midah oraisa, she still has to do yibum. The Maimer is only corner her midah rabbanon. So midah Torah, she is zukuka both to Shimon and to Levi. Correct? Midah oraisa. Midah oraisa, the Maimer has no impact. Not according to Beis Shammai. Midah oraisa, the Maimer has no impact. But midah rabbanon, right? How's it work again? But midrabanan, she's mishtameres to bia shneim. Right, she's mishtameres to bia for both of them. But the bia of Levi is psula midrabanan because she has maimer to Shimon. Right, she has maimer to Shimon.
Either way,
she's so she is Mr. Meres. She's Mr. Meres. She's Mr. Meres. So she's an amana to a Kohen's mother. She's Mr. Meres.
Why shouldn't she eat truma?
Because she's Mr. Meres to a bia psula.
Who's the bia psula?
Levi. Midrabanan.
Oh, wow.
But when he says that, I know he understands it. He just doesn't like it. Okay? She's Mishtameres. She's Mishtameres to a Bia Psula Midrabanan. So, therefore, she can't eat Truma, according at least to Tanakama, because I feel who Kohen Kohen is Psalam in a Truma. Because she is Mishtameres to a Bia Psula, but once she does do the Yibum with the guy who gave her Maimer, well, then it's all fine and good. So, it's only that in between period that she has a problem. So, Gemara says Laman. So, who we talk, according to who Shita? Ilema, Rabbi Meir, if you say according to Rabbi Meir, can't be. Rabbi Meir says a full fledged Erisin won't make her Usser. So, a Maimer to Rabbanan is going to make her Usser? Right? Ilema, Rabbi Meir, Ema, Amar Meir, Shemeshteres, Labi Psula, Lo Achla, Midoraisam, the Rabbanan, Mi Amar. If she does full fledged Erisin, when a Psula, she says that it's still not, that she's still allowed to eat Shuma until the Nisuin. So, herefore, we did a Maimer, which is only a quote, Erisin, Midorabanan, that's going to passel her. That's Mishta Meret. He doesn't hold the Mishta Meret, Labi Psula. He doesn't hold the Mishta Meret, Labi Psula, by Doraisa. He doesn't hold Mr. Meres b'psula by Beit Rabbanan. So Ella, who's this going according to? Ella the Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Gemara says, wait a second. Who says Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon? Hashda. The reason why they said over there it passes her because she's Mr. Meres b'psula b'doraisa. Here, the case that you're saying, this is the Rabbanan. This the Rabbanan have created this idea of Maimer, and therefore it's a passel from Truma because she's Mr. Meres to another brother. That doesn't make sense. He says Hashda Mr. Meres b'psula b'doraisa achla the Rabbanan mi. Hashta, Mishta Meres Labia Psula, De Oraisa.
Achla.
I messed it up. Rav Meir, who says that Mishta Meres Labia Psula is, I said it the wrong way around. Rav Meir holds that the Eirson does make her Usser. So he may say, oh yeah, maybe makes her Usser when she's Mr. Meres for a Bia Doraisa. It's not going to make her Usser when she's Mr. Meres for a Bia Dorabanan. And the Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon is going to say, wait a second, you know for a fact that she says, Hashta Mr. Meres to be Psula, be Doraisa Achla. If she's Mr. Meres for a Bia Psula, for Doraisa, she doesn't make her Usser. She can still eat. So by Dorabanan, of course she's going to be able to eat. I just said it wrong. I gave flipped the sheetas. So Ella, Ki Usser Ravin, Amar. When Ravin said, he says, no, what happens here? Asaba Maimar Bivimto Divrei Kol Achla. No, you're wrong. Rav Chanina Mishmei Rav Yochanan is wrong. He says if she does maimer in this case, everyone holds that she can still eat. Even Rav Meir who holds that Mishtameres Labia Psula, that Mishtameres Labia Psula cannot eat, here holds that Mishtameres Labia Psula can't eat because only Labia Psula midorabanan. So the Gemara says, okay, now, yesh lo ach cholol, divrei hakol eina ocheles. But if one of these brothers is a cholol, right, even though she's a bas kohen, they cannot eat. She cannot eat. Why? Because now she's Mr. Meris for a bia of an achu, the bia psul midoraisa. And even according to Elazar of Shimon, that Mr. Meris of psul midoraisa can eat, that's dafka by an almanal kohen gadol, because that kohen could theoretically have bia with somebody else, have a legitimate relationship with somebody else. The cholol cannot have a relationship with somebody else, cannot have her eat.
Can she go back to her father's house and eat from there?
Not if
in this period. I'm talking about this period.
I don't know.
All she has to do is pick herself
I don't
up
know.
And go back to her father's
I don't know.
Say, I'm sorry, I'm eating tshuva.
I don't know. I just want to finish over here. But lo nechaku ella nasan lo get. The case would be here where the yavam doesn't do maimer for her, but gives her a get. Rabbi Yochan omer acheles, Reish Lakish omer eino acheles. Rabbi Yochan says she'll eat and she'll be able to eat truma, and Reish Lakish says she's not able to eat the truma. So what's the case again? Even though a get midoraisa has no impact in the shomer's yavam, nevertheless, what's going to go on here? Rabbi Yochan omer acheles for truma. Afilu le Rabbi Meir. Even Rabbi Meir says the omer eino acheles, right? That's only if she's mishtameres for bia psula on a deraisa level. But over here, if you right, but when she's mishtameres for bia psula midorabanan, she would be able to eat. For ishlagish amar ein ocheles, that she cannot eat truma, because I feel the Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon to amar ocheles, when Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon said that she can eat hani mili the yeshlo lahachil mimakam acher, she can eat it from somebody somewhere else. Aval hacha, what's that case over there? Because she's a kohen. If a kohen. If we had a different kohen who can give her right, if that's the case, the kohen is Mr. Maris of Biyoso can be, feed truma to a different woman. He can give. She can. This kohen can marry a different woman in a regular case, not her, because she's psul. She can eat truma. But in our case, of al hacha keva de elo la'achel b'makom acher, she can't feed her anybody. There's no possible scenario of a kohen giving a get to a woman and allowing her to eat truma. So therefore, she can't eat truma. V'chitema hachanami yeshlul hachil b'chozeres, like you're saying, maybe we'll let her eat truma because she can go. She in the case is if you give a get, it does permit her to eat truma because she can go back to her father's house to eat truma. But that's not him. That's not his din. That's the din of the father. He goes chozeres paskaminei v'krov lebein nasa aval ha'agidavei. That case of going back, that's a case of where when she goes back to the father to eat, that's not from the koach of the husband who gives her the divorce. Exactly. Okay. But here in a shomeres yavam who gives her a get, it's agidabe. She's still tied to the husband. So therefore she can't eat the truma. At the end was a little quick. I apologize for that, but stop here.
It was what I was